I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is World AIDS Day. 33 million people around the world have the disease. Purpose Driven Ministries Global Summit for AIDS and the Church met yesterday to call Christians to action. Based on new research, one in three people know little about the global AIDS crisis. But World Vision's Ann Peterson says Christians must get involved.
The church is the foundation. It's linked to their values and their behaviors. And the world can't address and win this war without people of faith getting actively involved. And that call to leadership is happening at this conference.
As they help in Jesus' name, many people turn to Christ. Next, Mexico's Tabasco State continues relief efforts. Waterborne disease outbreak concerns could last 2 to 3 months. At the invitation of Samaritan's Purse, 8CJB Global Hands sent a medical team that also dealt with the unseen needs by extending the gospel. 8CJB's Brad Quist.
They've lost their sense of direction in life. And in fact, the public health authorities have reported a spike in suicide attempts and suicides in the area. And so we've been able to meet with people and talk to them about their losses, encourage them, pray with them, and encourage them to find meaning and purpose in Jesus Christ.
And the outbreak of waterborne diseases is also spreading in the aftermath of Cyclone Sitter in Bangladesh. International Aid is preparing a response to assist the victims of the storm. At this juncture, they're not looking for manpower, products, or material goods. Rather, until the cleanup is well underway, IA needs the funds to support a medical team. Pray for their wisdom and for the confidence and the hope of Christ as they minister to the survivors. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.